Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
National Gallery Singapore and the Singapore Art Museum have come together to launch a new local initiative of unprecedented scale and scope. It's called Proposals for Novel Ways of Being. This project is going to see those two museums join forces along with 10 other local art institutions. To talk to us about it, we have Russell Storer, the director at the National Gallery of Singapore, and Rita Targi, the STPI Gallery Director. Good morning to you both. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you with us.
Morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Glenn. Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's great to have you on. And Russell, maybe we can just start with you and give us an overview of what this Proposals for Novel Ways of Being is. It's quite an interesting title.
Yes, it's a title that I guess rips off the novel coronavirus, but also reflects this idea that we had that was to really propositions for the future, because I guess we're all feeling very uncertain. We've all been very affected by this kind of situation, which has changed our lives so quickly. Mm. And artists are so important in helping us understand what we're going through, reflecting on what we're doing, how we might move forward. So this title really tries to capture that. But it's an opportunity for artists and curators to really come together. And as you said, it's the first time that 12 organizations across Singapore have collaborated on a project like this and, put it together so quickly. But we really felt there was a need for a response to what we're all going through and to really profile artists who've really struggled during this period. I mean, they've lost a lot of opportunities, galleries are being closed, exhibitions are being cancelled. So we really wanted to support the artist community as well.
And you mentioned there, quite rightly, that many galleries sadly have closed. Lots of artists have lost their means or a venue for their income, if you like. So I'm curious to see that you're presenting a series of exhibitions and programs in both physical venues and online. Maybe this one could be for Rita. How is that going to work logistically?
Well, the exhibition at STPI, which is titled Strange Forms of Life, is actually taking place physically. So whilst there'll be a lot of representation of this show online, it's all taking in a physical form. And I think when one would visit the exhibition, you understand the importance of why it needs to be physical, because it's a very experiential sort of presentation.
And Russell, for yourself there, so how are you going to combine the two? I'm just curious to know, do the two overlap? Like, do you get an added experience if you go and watch these exhibitions online and then go physically and vice versa? Is it an interactive part?
Yes. So our projects, they're both physical as well, Singapore Art Museum and the National Gallery project, but there will be online components of the performances and events that will also be digital. Some of the artist projects will be kind of streamed as well and then maybe presented in the gallery. So it's kind of a combination, whereas other organisations have purely online projects. So there's quite a diversity right across the field with everybody. But it's really the way that we've had to go with art, presentation of art, distributing information. People have really come to that, and it's been a shift, but it's an exciting one.
We're speaking with Russell Storer, the director of the National Gallery of Singapore, and Rita Targi, the STPI Gallery Director. And the new exhibition, mega exhibition, is called Proposals for Novel Ways of Being. And it's going to go across not only the Singapore National Gallery, but also the Singapore Art Museum and 10 other local institutions. Russell, how did I get that you wanted to support the local artists and all that? But this is a big exhibit when you think about 170 local artists and 12 institutions. As you brought this together, what surprised you about either the types of art that you were able to bring together or the personalities, the people involved? What was that like from kind of a human aspect, human perspective?
Yeah, we had some discussions at the gallery and then with Sam about, what can we do for the local art community who, we really wanted to support. And this seemed to be, so we just started talking to our colleagues across the field, and we really wanted to include both very small, independent organizations as well as the big museums. And I guess the most surprising thing was just how quickly people came on board, because obviously they had their own programs already and there was already a lot of disruption, but they really wanted to do something. And just, I guess, the wealth of practice here, like just so many artists, there's so many independent curators working here. So it's such a vibrant art scene. And I think that's something this really brings out, is just you know, how much is actually going on in Singapore that people may not necessarily be aware of.
And on that point, Rita, one of the things that jumped out at me when I was reading about your upcoming exhibition is that you want all of these works to be both a somber but also a hopeful reminder that COVID-19 is not the first pandemic, it won't be the last. But that phrase, somber but hopeful, that's very much the mood at the moment generally, isn't it? That we're all in a somber mood, mindset, but we're trying to be hopeful. We're trying to look forward. How have you conveyed that in the work that you have on display?
Well, to begin with, the exhibition starts in November, so we haven't quite kickstarted the exhibition as yet. But you're very right. The idea of this show really is to look at, to connect with individuals out there, especially during this period of isolation, and to sort of examine the idea of life, of living, what it means to be lively. You know, it's really trying to question our mode of engagement with our different, with the different aspects of our being. So, for instance, our natural life, our emotional life, technological life, temporal life, and so on. So the exhibition hopes to stage, you know, such conversations during this very, you know, unprecedented time, and also tries to question how we can sort of recognize qualities of empathy, transience, strangeness of life through art, which I think is extremely relevant at the moment. So I think hope comes in the form of conversation, you know, the first step in taking, in recognizing the situation around us, being able to discuss, share, and talk about it. And I think that, that, you know, that helps with some form of healing and, you know, with that process of having that hope for the future.
We're speaking with Rita Targui, the gallery director at STPI, and Russell Storr, the director at the National Gallery in Singapore. And Rita, you know, what is the mood now with the local artists across Singapore? Many have been probably out of work now for 6 or more months, 7 months. Are they kind of soldiering on, creating new works and selling things privately, and how is that all working for that particular part of the arts community here in Singapore?
I would say that there is still a very real sense of anxiety, concern, even fear of what is taking place today with the ecosystem around us. And it is slightly improved with the, you know, the lifting of the, you know, entire lockdown that we have. So artists are now being able to access their studios, layers a bit more freely with the galleries, have a bit more that conversation taking place with collectors. But I would say it's still, you know, at a very muted sort of pace. But at the same time, what I would say is has been incredible, has been the proliferation of the digital, the online activities. I think we've all been sort of forced, compelled to, you know, really kickstart a lot of initiatives online. And we're seeing that, you know, it actually works. It's not obviously the, you know, the best nor ideal, you know, form of conversation or exchange. But digital and online seem to be helping us cope in some form.
Yeah, Russell, you're the director, of course, at the National Gallery Singapore. And Rita mentioned something very pertinent there, something that we hear a lot on this show, which is the digital crossover, if you like, is not ideal, but it will do for now. As someone who's a director at the National Gallery, you know, this shift to digital, how does it help or even hinder you? How have you had to adapt your operational model at the National Gallery?
Yes, I mean, it's been a huge shift for us and something we've had to, you know, really rethink so much of what we do. I mean, we're very fortunate that we have technologies that can enable us to, you know, really connect people online, to present projects, performances, talks, and really reach out not only locally but also internationally. So that's been a very exciting opportunity. As Rita said, it doesn't necessarily replace the experience of being with other people or being with artworks in a gallery space, but it does provide new possibilities for how to communicate, how to provide new information, how to engage people who are already super tech savvy. So there's new audiences that are coming in as well. So, I mean, we're in the process of really revamping our entire kind of website and our kind of online kind of program and how to make that much more accessible. So that's been an exciting way for us to really rethink just how we work as a museum. And it's a global thing.
And just to follow up on that briefly, Russell, since the circuit breaker. How has day-to-day operations been for you at the National Gallery?
We closed for a while. We've been open again for about 5 or 6 weeks. So that's been great to have people. And people are really starting to come in again. Yeah. Our audiences are really lifting. We're still working from home for the most part. So that's been a real challenge. Trying to keep everyone together and feeling, you know, connected has taken a lot of extra effort. But as I said, it's also given us a chance to reflect and really have some quite deep conversations about what it means to be an art museum right now. What can we do? You know, how can we connect to our community? Obviously, we've had to be much more locally connected because, you know, tourists aren't coming in. We can't bring in artworks from overseas. So it's really made us much more grounded, I guess, in sense of our local environment.
And so does that mean you might have more local exhibitions in the short or mid-term future? Is that the focus? I know you've had some fantastic international exhibitions in the past, but now will you take a more local direction?
We will for the time being. So for the next year, our programs will be much more locally grounded and also working much more with a collection, so which is, yeah, a really great thing for us. I mean, some of those were already in the program, so it was quite, you know, fortuitous, I guess. But, yeah, I think that's something that's really come to the fore and it's really exciting for us.
Russell, I understand that the programs are now running from August until February 2021. Rita yes. mentioned that her program, Strange Forms of Life, at the STPI Gallery is going to start a little bit later this year. But tell us about how and where people can see all these different exhibits with, you know, a total of 12 places or institutions involved. What's the best way for people to access proposals for novel ways of being?
Yeah, well, there'll be a website which will be launched a little bit later this month, which will have information and access to all the different organizations and all the projects and programs going on. So we'll look out for that. And that can be accessed through our website as well. And our exhibitions at the gallery open in the 3rd of September. So we've got Exercise of Meaning in a Glitch Season, which is the gallery's project, curated by Shahida Iskander. And Time Passes is a Singapore Art Museum project, curated by Samantha Yap. So they'll be open in a couple of weeks. But, yeah, the website will be the main focus. And then all the other organizations, of course, will have their own promotion and programming too.
Sure. And, Rita, where can folks find your STPI gallery?
Well, definitely on our website. The information will be coming out sometime in September. So, yes, definitely can look out for more information on the show.
This local initiative is called Proposals for Novel Ways of Being, bringing together 12 local art institutions, 170 local artists. Russell Storr from the National Gallery and Rita Targui from STPI Gallery. Thanks to both of you today for being with us on Money FM.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.